Wonderful name. Maybe sit down a minute, and just want to read from Revelation chapter 19. Okay, Revelation 19 says, verse 11 onwards, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. And this is the verse I want us to pay attention to. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. Okay, out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what Revelation is showing that how Jesus will defeat the, you know, his enemies is through his mouth. There's a sword which comes with which to strike down the nations. Okay? And Ephesians 6 tells us what that sword is. What is that sword? Any guesses, anybody? The Word of God. Okay, in Ephesians 6, it says in verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. And it talks about the armor, and then it in 17 it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay, the way we do battle is by declaring the Word of God boldly, loudly, and powerfully, either in song and through the Word of God. Okay? So we've come here this Sunday morning for a couple of hours. I mean, we can enjoy the music, but we're called to do battle against forces of darkness that are trying to do all kinds of stuff. Okay? And I want to ask you this morning, are you ready to do battle? Yeah, listen, this is the battlefield, all right? We are going to declare his praises. You know, you're going to speak loudly that you can be heard. You're going to sing loudly. It needs energy. You know, you see a soldier with a sword, okay? Do you think he has to put some energy in it to kill somebody? You know, he can't just take it and use it like a paintbrush, okay? We've got to take it and use it powerfully. Okay. And that's what Revelation and Ephesians is showing us. Jesus will pull down the enemies of God. We pull down powers and principalities by taking up the sword, which is the Word of God, and using it. Okay? Are you ready for that? Okay, so we are not come here to be entertained. Yeah, the music is nice, but we have come here to fight with powers and principalities. Great. Okay? So we're going to do that. But what we're going to do is we've been lifting up the name of Jesus. Okay? And that's what we're doing. You remember Jehoshaphat. As we praise, we are releasing armies of angels to defeat forces of darkness. Let's do that. So two things to do. One is, can we sing out? Whether it's your own songs, singing in the spirit, or singing the songs. Let's put some energy into that. All right? We can sing out loudly. Secondly, let's declare the Word of God. Boldly, loudly, powerfully. Amen.
I believe that God wants to strengthen somebody, and somebody is in fear. And what I want to say is, do you remember the story of Gideon? And Gideon was weak, the weakest in his clan, weakest in his tribe. and fearful. And the Lord appeared to him and said, in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all these wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us from Egypt?'" For some, you are not experiencing God. You're not seeing the miracles in your life. You're not seeing breakthroughs in your life. You have only heard what He has done in the past. And Gideon is living a fearful life at this moment. And he's asking God why all this has happened to us. If you're in that place, it is good to ask that question to God. That's being honest. That's being real. But you know, God strengthened him. Gideon, he raised an army. Anybody wants to tell what that army was like, what the size of the army was like? 300. They defeated an entire, there were about 120,000 enemies, and just 300 of Gideon's army defeated all of them. The Lord is with you. I just want to tell you this. The Lord is with you. He's fighting your battle. And it can be in ordinary things. Just break the pots, blow the trumpet. Simple things. And He is fighting your battles. And I want to encourage, look to Him. He is seated on the throne. Draw your strength from Him today.
What is the meaning of sacrifice? Anybody? Sacrifice? You give up something. What else? You give up something that's precious. Basically, it costs you. Yeah? It's not something extra. It's something that you already low on, but you're giving it up. That is sacrifice. If I have an extra sandwich that I don't want to eat and I give it to my friend, is that sacrifice? No, I'm giving out of abundance. But say if I have only one sandwich, I'm really hungry, but then I see my friend hasn't eaten for 2 days and I give it to them. Is that out of abundance? No, I'm giving what I'm already low on. Okay? So maybe right now, you're low on faith, or you're low on hope, or you're low on anything. But does that change who God is? Does it change that He is worthy of praise? Okay? Now you're saying, "God, I'm low on faith." That's when sacrifice comes in. You know, when all is going good and we say, "God is good," that's not a sacrifice of praise. You're giving out of the overflow of your heart. But it's when you're not feeling like doing it, it's not being a hypocrite. It's saying, "God, I am bringing a sacrifice of praise because right now, everything inside of me doesn't want to do it." You know, but I will. It says, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. My soul will make a boast in you, Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Come, glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." You're pulling it out from inside. Is it inside, my friends? Pull it out. "I will exalt." I don't feel like it, but I will. It's an exertion of your volition. You are deciding. You're not allowing your feelings to get the better of you. Little small training on how we worship. Okay? Worship is a matter of getting your will aligned with the purposes of God. And then we begin to see breakthrough. Amen? We can't see it, but we just don't know what we're doing here, how it is affecting something somewhere else, or how it is affecting even someone in this room. Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's not be overwhelmed with circumstances, but let's give Him our praise. Question for us, where is your heart? Did you give me your heart? That's a question for all of us. Our heart should it should just get intertwined with God's heart. That's when you see what God sees. So God is asking all of us, did you give your heart to me today? So if any one of us is in that place, let's give our heart to God today. Let's give our heart to God. Thank you.
righteousness. Our God, He reigns forever. Our God, He reigns forever. And our God, He reigns. Our God, He reigns now and forever over all things. The first and last word will always be His. Hallelujah! Praise the God who reigns. Seated high in authority, inside of you and me.
Grace.
blood at the cross was poured out for the nations, and this love that drove salvation never fails. Your God love never fails. You reign. Let's all stand.
Yesterday, today,
sing his goodness. God, you're so good.